I'm Rona Tarrant. The White House has said preparations are underway in Singapore for tomorrow's summit between President Trump and North Korea's Kim Jong-un. Both leaders arrived in Singapore on Sunday evening as North Korean state media raised the possibility Pyongyang could establish a new relationship with the U.S. Yesterday, Pope Francis appealed for the leaders to work towards peace on the Korean Peninsula during the summit. The US and key allies are at odds after President Trump tweeted personal attacks on Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and pulled out of the final communique following the G7 summit. France and the UK both expressed support for the G7 statement, while Germany's Angela Merkel said Trump's decision to reject a joint communique was sobering and depressing. Trudeau spoke after Trump left the summit to say Canada will retaliate following the US tariffs on steel and aluminium, which Trump responded to by saying there was an unfair trade deficit between the US and Canada. Washington state officials protested over the weekend outside a federal prison where over 80 undocumented mothers were separated from their children at the U.S.-Mexico border. The protest in CTEC involved speeches from Governor Jay Inslee and other top officials condemning the Trump administration's practice of separating children from their parents. Washington Attorney General Bob Ferguson said his staff is studying the policy to determine if the state might have grounds to challenge it in court. Pope Francis has appealed to top oil executives to convert to clean fuel. The Pope was speaking at a Vatican conference dedicated to energy transition, which was attended by senior executives of leading oil and gas companies. Pope Francis said the world needs to come up with an energy mix that combats pollution, eliminates poverty, and promotes social justice. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.